Did the election change anything? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Well, the re-election certainly made the president more confident. He definitely likes his chances against the two senators who tried to beat up on his UN ambassador, Susan Rice.
If Senator McCain and Senator Graham and others want to go after somebody, they should go after me.
It also gave him the confidence to insist on better manners during news conferences.
That was a great question, but it would be a horrible precedent for me to answer your question just because you yelled it out.
It also made him willing to reach out and hold hands across the aisle.
This is just a matter of whether or not we come together and go ahead and say, Democrats and Republicans, we're both going to hold hands and do what's right for the American people.
So elections do have consequences. It's just that those consequences don't appear to include a quick solution to the stuff that actually affects our lives. Because not only was he reelected, but so was the Republican Congress, and so we have two colliding mandates. He's not going to extend the tax cuts on the wealthy, and the Republicans are going to insist that he does. And so the debates, the billions of dollars in ads, the speeches, the polls, the swing states, the interactive maps, the great majesty of a democratic process that is the envy of the world, that news conference yesterday made it clear that we are exactly where we were in 2011.
I didn't get reelected just to bask in reelection.
Are you sure about that, Mr. President? Are you sure?
That was a great question, but it would be a horrible precedent for me to answer your question just because you yelled it out.
Sorry. I apologize. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Dave Ross, part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP.